Hello, my dear listener. Welcome to Threats Part 12. For those of you who don't know, I asked lots of you to send me threats. And I said I would read and react to them. And this is the 12th one. So if this isn't for you, feel free to click out of this, look after yourself, and hopefully I will see you in another audio in the future. So this one is a little different today. This threat was written, well, it wasn't written actually. It was recorded for me by Sadistic Wish on here, the user Sadistic Wish, who actually was the one who encouraged me to make audios. So if you like my content, you can thank him. He kind of gave me the confidence to do this. Now, I'm going to start with tags, then I'm going to give you guys a little bit of context, and then I'm going to give you guys some more context at the end as well. So, tags, rape, that's a given. There's a mention of weapons, there's a mention of handcuffs, there's a mention of a gun and a knife, like pulling a trigger of a gun, haunting Adeline mention, what else? Oh yeah, and then we end it with kind of jealousy, and he mentions about like real trauma that he's heard about as well, kind of touches on that a little. And it's a very, now this threat is very different. It's very, psychological. I actually, came out of it, like, it made me aroused, but at the end I came out of it just feeling really sad and, jealous and anxious. So this one's been really fun. I say that's kind of sarcastically, but also definitely not, because it was in an audio form. I am too stupid to edit his voice into this recording and then put my voice afterwards. I don't know, I'm just not good with technology. So that means I've had to listen to this recording that makes me super sad and anxious like 100 million times so that I can type it out and get every word as perfect as I can. So thank you, Mr. Sadistic Wish, for this one. Let's dive in. Bunny, you made a mistake, little fucking girl. You gave some real vulnerability in your last audio. And you know that's exactly what a sadist needs to hurt you. Oh, I'll follow you in the woods, of course. You can even show me your favorite little spot. The one where you fantasize about being raped the most. I bet you have a fucking spot, don't you? I bet you go there alone and you think about how isolated it is. How you've never seen anyone else there before. Just you and the empty wilderness and your intrusive fucking thoughts. That's where I'll find you, Bunny. And when I find you, when I find you, and you hear my voice, we know that you're going to fucking freeze, little bitch. We know that you're not going to do a goddamn fucking thing, whether or not I have a weapon. Do you think I need a knife or a fucking gun to threaten you? To fucking threaten you, Bunny? Really? Would you be that condescending to think that I need those things with you? Because the real threat bunny, isn't me putting a fucking gun to your head. The real threat is that fear I heard in your voice, that fear that you fucking need this, that you're just a demented, fucked up little girl, and you're never gonna get to experience an orgasm from vaginal intercourse, that you never get to be normal like them, that you'll never have what they have. And so you fucking need this. That's why you would be fucking thanking someone, you stupid little fucking slut. I'm not going to let you thank me though, no. And I'll be nice to you, a little bit. Maybe I will put a gun to your fucking head. Haunting Adeline, is it? Oh, bunny, 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 bunny. You have to read fucking novels to see scenes like that in your head. All I have to do is replay the conversations that I've had with so many broken women who've had that and so much more. So when I put the gun to your head and you're sucking my fucking cock, I'm going to pull the trigger again, 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 again. That last one, is it loaded? Is it empty? And while I'm pulling the trigger and recounting all of the fucked up trauma I know, you're going to be fucking sobbing like a good little fucking bitch, my sweet little bunny whore, for being so fucking stupid, thinking that you genuinely wanted this, thinking that you're not hopefully fucked up for getting off to these things, for having these little fantasies in your head. And when I pull the trigger the last time, bunny, and it clicks, and then you'll think it wasn't loaded the entire time. And then I'm going to show it to you, bunny. It's a fucking prop. It will be a fucking prop, bunny. Because I don't need a real fucking gun. Of course I don't. Not with you. And I'm going to handcuff you. And it is going to be the handcuffs with the safety release, bunny. Do you know why? Do you know why? Oh, you stupid little slut. When I fucking push you to the ground and you're lying on your fucking back and your legs are spread for me and I'm inside you and I'm thrusting and I'm enjoying myself and I'm staring into those scared, fawning little fucking eyes of yours and you're just looking up at me and you realize you're completely fucking helpless. I'll tell you why, bunny. It's because the handcuffs don't need to be real either. When I'm fucking taking you and I'm locking you up, the real chains are already in your mind, you little fucking slut, and I'm going to work my way inside your fucking skull like I already have. I can tell you I'm a bit of an arrogant bastard, bunny. I know my threat's going to be the best one. Because I'm fucking better. Because I'm a sexual sadist. Because it's fucking personal. When I'm making you recount all of your fucking trauma for me and you're coming on my fucking cock, I'm going to fucking mock you, bunny. Because you need me inside you to fucking come while I'm raping you, but no, that's not why I'm going to be mocking you. I'm going to be mocking you because you're going to be so fucking jealous, bunny. You're going to be so fucking jealous because other girls, bunny, better little rape sluts than you. I've trained some of them to come from a single fucking word. They don't need penetration. They don't even need to be touched. It's just that I've taken their pretty little fucking minds and I've broken them so fucking well that they respond to me. Just like your wet little fucking cunt is right now. Your wet little fucking cunt thinking about it. Can you imagine yourself coming on my fucking cock while being fucking jealous of all those better little rape sluts? That's a good girl. There's your fucking threat, bunny. I hope you're happy. Oh, I have so much to say about this one. Oh my gosh, I have so much to say. So, yeah, this one just made me feel really sad. And it's the first threat that's made me feel that way. And at first, I didn't really understand it. Sometimes it takes me a while to get a grip on what somebody's trying to say. And actually typing it out has helped. This one is really scary to me because he knows me. He knows that I want this and he's like taunting me about it. Actually taunting me. And the end with the, I'm struggling to talk about this one because it hurt, because it's also true, and it's really personal, and it hits hard. Oh my god, I'm tearing up, like, talking about it, because, like, fuck. I feel like if I say what I actually want to say, I might get taken off of GWA. So I'm not gonna completely go into this one. But you are so absolutely right. This is just, reading this, I went like, it just made me feel really fucking worthless and stupid and awful for liking the things that I like, and jealous and sad and, because I know it's all true. I will say, actually, I don't know what else to say, because that's what it's brought up for me, and I'm tearing up right now, like, talking about this one, because it's really difficult to read, and I knew it would be, and I've been kind of putting it off a little bit of covering this one, because I knew how it would make me feel. But we'll end on a happy, we'll end on a happy note. So this is quite sweet, actually. So, this line that he says, and you're never gonna get to experience an orgasm from vaginal intercourse. Now, this is very ironic because Mr. Sadistic Wish recorded this for me a long time ago. And then one day he recorded an audio to help me with that. And I'm really pleased to say that it was successful. And I've actually come while having sex since without any like clit stimulation. So that was a lie. So that's the one not truth in this. So that's quite happy. So I think we'll finish there. But yeah, thank you so much for this. I think, ow, my heart hurts. yeah. But I like this. It's very different and it's made me feel very different things. And I like covering different people's writing styles and different exploring different emotions and different things. And this has definitely brought up a lot for me. So thank you so much. And I know they're on a break right now, but I would really love to suggest giving the user Sadistic Wish a follow, because he's actually a really nice guy beyond making me cry. He's a really nice guy. Yeah, so give him a follow. Yeah, and I will see you guys in my next audio. Thank you so much.